From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the program. We will be taking up again our study, Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament, concluding our look at Exodus chapter 3, where we have the incident of Moses at the burning bush. We're also going to be playing to you this evening another extract from Dr. Paisley's book on the history of the 59 revival. We read last week of the spread of the revival out of Ballymena toward the villages of Port Lanoan and Collibaki. Well, we're going to go westward and see what happened in and around Castlederg. Of course, we can only read short extracts, as you can appreciate, but we would like you to read the whole story, how exciting it is. There's an interesting footnote to the history of the revival in Castlederg. By a wonderful providence, the site of the Free Presbyterian Church in Castlederg is the site referred to in our reading tonight of the great revival meetings in Castlederg, Dr. Motherwell's field. Now, as you know, we're offering the book, and I trust that you will feel free to write to us, to contact us. You can ring us and leave your name and address on our answering machine if we're not there, and we'll gladly send you a copy of this book. It's a marvelous story. I have only been able to read you short extracts, but it goes right round the whole province, touching upon those places where the Spirit of God worked mightily. Maybe you'd like to read about your area. We'll get a copy of the book. Now let's have our reading from the book of Exodus, the chapter 3, the verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And they looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off the shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the Lord thy God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word. Now here's that extract from the history of the 59 revival. Clocharney. In our districts, writes the Reverend J. McCaskey of Clocharney, where a prayer meeting has been held since the month of June last. The attendance was so great that no place could be found large enough to contain the numbers of all denominations who flocked to it. They erected a tent, which is movable, and which, with a barn to which it is always attached, holds about 400. I have seen 500 crammed into it on one of the coldest nights during the winter, and standing for 3 hours listening with the most intense attention to the preaching of the word. Castlederg. This village, situated 18 miles from Omagh, had one of the mightiest visitations in the whole of the province. The Presbyterian Magazine of August 1859 reports, The Lord has, in answer to prayer, poured out his Spirit abundantly upon the people of this neighbourhood. On Sunday, the 10th of July, 1859, two young men from Londonderry, Messrs. Dixon and Patton, and the Reverends Love, Armstrong, and Crockett, Presbyterian ministers of Castlederg and neighbourhood, and also Dr. Motherwell, of Termonamongan and the Reverend Dr. Doonan, Wesleyan minister of Castlederg, addressed about 2,500 persons at 5 o'clock in the evening in Dr. Motherwell's field, adjacent to Castlederg Bridge, on the all-important subject of the soul's salvation, calling upon the people to prepare to meet their God. Though there were not any public external manifestations of bodily prostrations, all appeared to be deeply concerned, and some declared afterwards that they left the meeting praying, and that they continued all night in prayer to God for mercy. On Sunday the 17th instant, Messrs. Donnelly, Laird, and McLean, young men from Londonderry, after addressing congregations in Mr. Love's meeting house, and also in Mr. Crockett's, and in the Wesleyan chapel, at noon met the ministers of the town and neighbourhood, as on the previous Sabbath at 5 p.m, when there were about 4,000 of a congregation. In consequence of the rain, it was deemed advisable to repair to Mr. Armstrong's meeting house and to the Wesleyan chapel, and after those two houses were filled, those outside the Wesleyan chapel repaired to the sheds at the market house, and after hearing an address there, they returned to the Wesleyan chapel and took part in the continued services there. Mr. Donnelly addressed the meetings very solemnly, which had a visible effect on all present, and after him, while Mr. Doonan gave out and was singing the first two lines of a hymn, in which the congregation joined, a strong man was stricken down, and on his removal there was, in the words of an eyewitness, one of the most general manifestations of the divine presence that was ever witnessed by me in any place since the commencement of this great revival. The whole house was filled with the glory of the Lord. The singing had to cease. There was nothing through the house but sobbing and sighing, some calling for mercy, others rejoicing in a sin-pardoning God. The Lord was present in His mighty power. The scene was such that no mortal could describe it. It will be long remembered. At a late hour, Mr. Doonan, with great difficulty, could not get the congregation dismissed even after pronouncing the benediction 6 times. Some found peace in believing in Jesus and were consequently enabled to rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Others had to leave with their friends, crying on the Lord Jesus to have mercy upon them. The attempt to give a correct number of those stricken down and who were weeping and calling for mercy would be utterly impossible. The feeling was so general in a crowded house. About half an hour after the congregation was dismissed, says the same eyewitness, 2 young men came to our house telling us that there were 3 persons stricken down in the road going home between 12 and 1 o'clock, opposite the Reverend Edwards's house, the rector of the parish. And Mr. Donnelly, Mr. McLean, myself, with some others, found, as was told us, the persons lying on the ground, calling on the Lord Jesus to have mercy upon them, and inquiring what they must do to be saved. Their cries were heart-rending. One person was afraid of going one step further, saying, "Do you not see that terrible gulf before me?" We, with some difficulty, got them removed to Mr. Johnson's house, and after continuing nearly an hour in singing and prayer, one of them acknowledged to have found peace in believing, and began to point out to the others Jesus and Him crucified. As we were exhausted by the labours of the day, we had to leave, and I visited the persons next day. Some had found peace, and others were still calling for mercy, as all the persons thus affected were living in the same town land. I established a weekly prayer meeting in that town.
Quickly turn with me now to Exodus chapter 3.
I want you to consider with me the message of the burning bush in this series, Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. Notice that God only spoke to Moses after Moses showed interest in the burning bush. In verse 3 we read, "And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him." There is a very simple gospel law that I would remind all my listeners of tonight, and it is this: God speaks to those who are willing to listen. How many times the Saviour said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." In Revelation 3:20, that much quoted verse, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door." You have got to give heed, you have got to show an interest, you have got to respond to the gospel before there will be granted unto you a revelation of God's saving power and grace. You will see too here that God spoke personally to Moses. In verse 4 we read, "God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses." He spoke directly, personally. This was something that Moses could not mistake. He knew that God was speaking to him. The gospel is proclaimed by the minister in the pulpit. He doesn't name anyone, but as he's preaching, God the Holy Spirit applies the truth to individuals, and he speaks personally and directly to the sinner. It's like that case of the man, the little man, Zacchaeus, who was up the tree, filled with a curiosity to see the Saviour. And because he was short, he had to climb into the tree. And the Saviour came, stopped, looked up into the tree, and said, "Zacchaeus." He didn't say, "Hey, you up there in the tree." But no, he spoke directly to the man. Oh, that you would hear God speak, even through this broadcast, to your very heart. Moses lived and died in the comfort of that which he had revealed to him at the burning bush. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, in the verse 16, Moses spake these words, "And for the good will of him that dwelt in the bush." God revealed to Moses his plan to redeem his people. Have you heard the message of the one who appeared to Moses in the burning bush? He is the one whose words are recorded for us in the New Testament. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." May you come to Christ. May you turn aside tonight and listen to the one who dwelt in the bush. God bless you. Remember our programs next week. Good night.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.